this last week, the entire nation suffered with Magic Johnson. Surely one of the finest athletes in the world, as he stood and calmly announced that he was having to retire at the very peak of his career as one of the world's finest professional basketball players, retiring from the Los Angeles Lakers because he had the AIDS virus. It was a sad time. Instantly, the commentators, both in the television and the newspapers, began to say, if it can happen to Magic Johnson, it can happen to anyone. And I want to comment on the commentators. And I want to say back to them, wrong. It does not have to happen to anyone. All you have to do is follow the guidance of the Bible. All you have to do is limit your sexual activity to the marriage bed, and it won't happen. Don't use drugs. The church needs to understand that we live in the midst of an ever-growing decadent society. AIDS seems to be one of the horrible things that has happened in that society. Drugs is another. Broken families is another. Alcoholism, rampant, another. Not to mention the normal kinds of diseases that are out there. And poverty, and many other things. And yet God has provided an island of safety in the midst of a raging storm called the Church of Jesus Christ. And He is calling His people to become part of the body of Christ, where there is safety and where there is healing. And we need to understand this world is getting worse, and it's getting worse much faster than any of us really expected. Our nation is heading down the tubes politically and financially and morally and in every way. And we're just a step and a half behind the rest of the world, which has already gone in that direction. And the only safety, the only hope we have lies in a relationship with Jesus Christ and in a dynamic relationship with His church.